Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. First, God bless America. We were talking last time we were together about language use in science and a group called the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Language Project that wants some things banned, and they had a number of things that they had listed, and those were mentioned. And when we last left on this subject, we were talking about their belief that use of master, master file, master equation, or master variable are improper uses of language and need to be removed from scientific use of language or written documents. Because in this case, as they put it, that use of term, while common, promotes harmful stereotypes and connotations to the enslavement of people of color and normalizes language implicated with slavery and enslaved people. The scientists wrote that this was the case. Instead, you need to use primary, main document, primary equation, or variable. Remember, this is how the group views this, and I am reporting essentially on what they say. They also don't like use of the word rape because they equate rape, as they say it, with a reproductive strategy rather than a violent and traumatic act. We know that rape is, this is my commentary, something that is about power and control, but they view it as something even more. So this can lead to dangerous misconceptions, they say, that is a natural this is a natural behavior, and the use of the term forces survivors to be confronted with it, which is traumatic for them. They suggest instead using forced copulation. My commentary again, having worked in those fields in law enforcement and teaching, it's difficult to use a vague term like forced copulation to cover everything that we should use. Male and female terms are used to reinforce societally imposed ideas of a sex binary, emphasizing cisnormative and heteronormative views. They want us to go, instead of using the phrase male and female, with sperm-producing or egg-producing individuals, or XY or XX individuals, eliminating the old terms for male and female. This comes following another thing that they had put out, which was evolving from violent language. Obviously, if we're talking about violent language, they have issues on this. And we're going to do yet one more on this and talk a little bit about it. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. See you next time.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.